With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans are pushing to make Remain in Mexico federal law. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Republican lawmakers in both houses introduced legislation Thursday to resurrect the migrant protection protocols, known as the Remain in Mexico program, a key immigration policy of President-elect Donald Trump and his first administration. Senate lawmakers held a hearing on the policy Thursday morning. The policy, implemented via executive order by Trump in 2019, was dismantled by President Joe Biden in 2021, replacing it with his, quote, catch-and-release policy that spurred the precipitous increase in illegal immigration. Now, days ahead of Trump's inauguration, Republicans are laying the groundwork for its return, aiming to have the policy enshrined as federal law. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Issue of illegal immigration not confined to the U.S. In the European Union, deportations of illegals who entered the bloc will be a priority this year. Immigration Commissioner Magnus Brunner, of Conservative from Austria, says there's a need to bolster EU policy on deportations.
There are some things to do, of course, some things ahead of us. Implementing the pact is one of them. But the topic of returns is something we have to deliver, definitely. And we will deliver, hopefully. I'm still optimistic.
Greece recorded more than 60,000 people arriving illegally last year. The country is seeking EU funding to expand its wall on the Turkish border. Also at SRNnews.com, a big chunk of the U.S. is bracing for below-zero weather as a polar vortex dips down to the lower 48. Forecasters say temperatures could plunge 35 degrees below average across the U.S. this month. On Inauguration Day, Washington, D.C., expecting a high temperature of 28. Dallas could see a high of only 34 Monday, and Minneapolis expecting a high of minus 2. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in South Dakota consider the Ten Commandments.
A bill that would require schools to post the Decalogue is being taken up this session. It is similar to one that passed in Louisiana and is presently being tied up in court. Republican State Senator John Carley is the sponsor, and he tells Dakota News Now, quote, "We need to illustrate our history, and the Ten Commandments certainly were a part of the founding of our country." Several other states are also considering measures that would introduce the commandments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit's been filed to challenge a new Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities. The plaintiffs claim that the statute places restrictions on educator speech and classroom lessons. The Alabama measure, which took effect last fall, is part of a wave of proposals from Republican lawmakers across the country taking aim at the programs that promote the queer, trans lifestyle and other left-wing causes in school. This is SRN News. Are the Democrats in trouble?
California, Illinois, and New York are shrinking. Texas and Florida are growing rapidly, with America's population shifting from reliably Democratic states to areas controlled by Republicans. Democrats are facing a demographic time bomb that could reduce their path to winning House and presidential elections for the long term. If current trends hold through the 2030 census, states that voted for Kamala Harris will lose around a dozen House seats and electoral votes to states that voted for President-elect Donald Trump. Democrats' path to 270 Electoral College votes, the minimum needed to win the White House, will get much steeper. John Scott reporting.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Capital One cheated customers out of more than $2 billion in interest. The company offers two savings accounts with similar names but different interest rates. Capital One denies the allegations. More details at srnnews.com.